Well, time for Money in the Morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We were just talking off the air about the fact that the stock market, though it took a huge dive late last year, it has really climbed back upward, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been moving forward a little bit. December was a very, very bad month, to put it mildly. So I think a lot of people that got those December statements in the mail in the last week or so and kind of looked at those with a little bit of fret. But we've been moving forward here in January, and there were two main things that were kind of hanging over the market towards the end of last year. One of them was the Federal Reserve with the rate hikes and so forth, and the other was trade issues with China. We seem to have kind of put one of those to bed. Federal Reserve Chairman Powell came out and said that the Fed was willing to kind of take a wait-and-see approach on the rates, and I think that gave the market some comfort. Still dealing with the stuff with China, and of course now we're still dealing with the government shutdown thing. So traditionally, it always feels like there's something out there that's kind of causing some angst with the market, and this is nothing new for that.
You're right, though, in saying that when the government reopens, and we don't know when that's going to be, and it may be a very long time, we sure hope not, but when it does, that's going to give a real jolt to the market, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if you think about the two main issues that are hanging over the market right now, obviously we have the government shutdown, which, you know, that's one of those things, any day now we could see some sort of agreement. At least we should knock on wood and hope that's what happens. You know, cooler heads prevail and we come to some sort of agreement. And then the trade issue with China continues to be an ongoing dialogue that we're having. So if we were able to put those two things to bed, I think those two things could certainly get the market a spark.
Well, let's talk a little bit about China. I mean, we've always had trade issues, but it really is something that we need to kind of look at our portfolio as it pertains to what's going on with China.
Yeah, and I think that the trade issues with China were in the forefront for most of last year. I think that was just something that was really on the minds of investors and really on the minds of the market. Seems to have taken a back seat now to the government shutdown. But trade issues and trade, you know, wars or trade spats or whatever we want to call this, they're nothing new to the United States. In fact, you go way back to the Boston Tea Party in 1773. In a roundabout way, that was about tariffs, right? So the Brits were putting taxes on a lot of the goods being used by the colonials. And when they, you know, were revolting against that, we had all the tea dumped in the harbor. And that was one of the first few real trade wars that we had.
And it's just that I think global trade has just accelerated. It's become more and more prominent now, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, the world has gotten more and more global as we go. So, you know, when you fast forward from the Boston Tea Party in 1773 to the Great Depression in the 30s, you know, that was another big time of global trade. And Congress imposed the Smoot-Hawley tariff. And at that time, they were trying to protect American jobs. And they put duties on 20,000 imported goods. And we were trying to protect our jobs. And you know, what happens when you do that is other countries around the world tend to do the same thing, and they start putting tariffs on their goods and our imports. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of a tit for tat when if you're going to do this, then we're going to do that, and then we have ourselves a full-on trade war.
Smoot-Hawley, that takes me back to civics class.
It does, actually, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does, absolutely. So how concerned should we be about tariffs?
Well, it's one of those things you should always keep your eye on it. You know, we're always having something that's kind of happening in the market, as we talked about. But it's one of those things we can't get too caught up in the day-to-day headlines, right? We have to kind of take a broader view. And one of the things we talk a lot about is, are we investors or are we traders, right? Because traders are looking for short-term opportunities in the market. Investors are more long-term focused. And the people that I work with and most of the people listening to us today are investors. They're people that are investing for the long term. So it's not that things that are happening today or tomorrow or this week or next week don't matter. But in the grand scheme of things, we have to keep our eye on what is our overall goals for our portfolio, what is our overall goals for our investment accounts, and make sure that we're keeping that as our focus and not necessarily the day-to-day fluctuations of the market or our account values.
No, we've talked about this before. I mean, with the stock ticker on every mobile device you've got, on every screen that you look at, and when you see the arrows going down, it kind of gives you a little heart palpitation, but you gotta keep everything in perspective.
You do have to keep it in perspective. And, you know, it's easier said than done sometimes, where if we have a bad month or we have a bad quarter, and you look at those things and you think, you know, this is just something that's going to continue on for this long extended period of time. How will I ever make the funds back? But at the same time, we have to make sure that, one, we're diversified properly. Two, that we look at our risk tolerance and making sure our portfolio matches up with that. Because, you know, one of the things that comes to light when we have these downturns is maybe we realize that our risk tolerance is slightly off. In other words, if we're a really aggressive investor, we should have the stomachs for the ups and downs of the market. And if we don't have the stomach for the ups and downs of the market, maybe we need to tone back some of our risk tolerance. And those are some of the things when we go through these downturns that kind of come to light, that maybe we should reassess where we're at on our risk return spectrum. maybe we should reassess where on our long-term goals, make sure our portfolio is diversified properly, and look at the bigger picture versus getting really caught down in the weeds and the details.
Yeah, you're looking at trends more than you're looking at day-to-day gains.
Absolutely.
And losses.
Absolutely. You have to take a look at the gains for the long term. You have to look at your long-term game plan, and don't get too caught up in those day-to-day swings. You know, one of the things that I think about is I've been doing this for over 20 years, and you know, back in the old days, you know, we didn't have these daily, you know, options to see the account values, right? We used to only get quarterly statements, and from one quarter to the next, you really didn't know what was going on. So now people can check them every single day, several times a day, and I think that causes the angst to rise.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think if we had the old days back where we only looked at it every quarter, maybe everybody's lives would be a little bit easier because we wouldn't get so stressed out about it. But, you know, we want to make sure our clients are informed. We want to make sure they have access to the information. But at the same time, I think some of that can lead to bad decision-making because I think you get people that are making some knee-jerk reactions that maybe they wouldn't make if they didn't have access to those daily account values. So, again, just make sure we're always keeping the long-term in focus, making sure that we're looking at what are we investing the money for, what are the goals truly about, and how far out are they? And if it's something that we're investing for a long term, 10 and 20 and 30 years out, the daily fluctuations probably aren't as important as they are if, you know, the first shorter term goals.
Well, that's why it's good to have a financial planner in your corner that you can consult with on a regular basis. And, of course, that's where you come in at Ameriprise Financial. How can folks reach you if they want to maybe consult with you?
Our office is located right downtown Port Huron, so you can reach me by phone at 987-5370. You can touch base with me on my Facebook page, on my website. There's a link to my website right on the WPHM site. So there's lots of different ways that people can get in touch with me.
All right, Dave. Appreciate it. Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Money in the Morning on WPHM at 848 now.